All right, Mike, first of all, what happened on the restart? Actually, not even the restart, the initial start when you guys came together. Kind of, it looked like you might have straightened it out, but it kind of shook things up through the field. It might have caused the accident over there in turn three. And then the second time around, you guys came together again, coming down the front stretch to take the green, and that time neither one of you guys were able to get away from that one.
The first restart started off great. I thought I had the back stretch. I had my foot to the floor, and I thought I was going for it. And then there was the caution, the big pileup in turn three and four. And then the second one, I felt like I got pushed up quite a ways. And rookie mistake, or he wants to win. Everybody wants to win. He had me up in the marbles, and I just had no grip, and I lost a couple of positions. Luckily, the caution came out, and I was able to get my spot back. The third one, I drove in. I gave him plenty of room on the going in turn one because I knew he was still kind of there. I wasn't going to chop him. I wanted to race him, but I wanted to get to first place, obviously. And when we came off the corner, all I saw, all I felt was me going around, and I thought I was going to save it myself. And then I knew I was just completely sideways, and I was watching everybody pile up. I was told it was JJ using his bumper on the 76 car. He's been using his bumper quite a bit, so I'm sure we'll read about it in his article.
But as far as going for the lead in the first lap, obviously everybody wants to take the lead. You start in the front row. 35-lap race. Do you think maybe patience could have been used by either one of you guys?
Yes.
Or more patience, rather?
Yeah. Yes and no. Doyle, he's proved himself this year. He's a fast car every week in and week out. And I knew he was there, and he was going to be knocking on and closing that gap. And with these cars, if you get stuck on the high side and you don't have a car to run on the outside, you're going to go back. I mean, you see it week in and week out. The cars go backwards quicker than quick, you know. So it was something where I wanted to beat 76 to the inside so I didn't get shuffled back, because I knew JJ was fast in his heat race. I knew Doyle's fast week in and week out. Schaefer's a rookie. He wants to get his win. He's working on his car left and right.
You're still looking for your first win.
Exactly. I'm still looking for my first win, and the guys that work on this car, I can't say enough about them. They bust their butts on this car for me every weekend, week in and week out. Jim Lucero helped us with the setup on this car. Before the first practice session, or after the practice session, Jim Lucero brought us down to the scales, and he completely changed the entire setup on this car before we went out for the heat race. We went out for the heat race with our blind eyes, and the car was awesome in the heat race. It's the best car that I've had so far this year. I can't thank Jim enough. And we're just going to focus on getting everything fixed and repaired for next week, and go at it just as hard as we did this week.
50-lap race next week. Do you take any kind of a different approach to it?
No. Foot to the floor, I'm going for it. That's my motto from here on out. I'm sick and tired of getting wrecked by getting caught up in incidents, and not necessarily wrecked by people, but getting caught up in incidents that I feel like I shouldn't be caught up in, and I'm going for it. My team deserves it. I deserve it. We bust our butts week in and week out, and we're going to go for it 100%.